Roger Johnson, NFU policy is now set. What's top of mind with the policy that's been formed the last 2 days?
Well, I think it's Farm Bill. Farm Bill is pretty much where a lot of the debate occurred. Of course, we debated a whole bunch of issues. As you know, sometimes we spend a lot of time on issues, and that's the way it ought to be. I mean, this organization really prides itself in being grassroots-driven. All of the policies that come to the floor here come through some state organization before they get here. And they are debated with vigor, and we had a number of very, very close votes, including some on issues that are right in front of Congress. I mean, we actually had a fairly strong vote in support of conservation compliance on crop insurance, but it was one of those questions where there was a lot of debate on it, and in the end, it was there was significant opposition to it, but it was endorsed, and that continues the policy that we had last year. But I would say overall, it was Farm Bill. The delegates, they want a Farm Bill. They want the certainty of a Farm Bill, and they really want all those new innovative programs that were put in the 2008 Farm Bill and were cut in the extension to be restored. Things like the renewable energy title, a number of the new conservation programs, the beginning farmer program, some of these new farmers market, CSA kind of supporting things for smaller farmers. The disaster programs that were part of the last Farm Bill that didn't get extended. And, of course, crop insurance is something that we're strongly supported. So I would say Farm Bill was top of mind here.
You say that the conservation compliance for crop insurance stays the same. So basically it says what?
Yeah, the policy of the National Farmers Union is that our members support conservation compliance being attached to crop insurance. So if you carry crop insurance, you would be required to comply with conservation compliance requirements on your farm, or you would lose the subsidy on that crop insurance.
What surprised you most about policy setting?
Oh, that's a good question, but I don't know that I was really surprised by much of this. I've been involved in this all of my life as a member of the organization, and every year there's substantial debate on these issues that are important to us. I perhaps was surprised that the conservation compliance thing, while there was a lot of debate, passed by the margin that it did. It was a healthy margin. I don't remember the vote count, but it was probably 60-40 or something like that.
Comment on the just the process itself and how and what that means to you.
Yeah, well, it means a lot to me. I mean, the process that we follow is very, very democratic. I mean, we spend a day and a half just debating policy. There's about 200 pages of language on issues cutting all across many different subject areas. Certainly agriculture is the central theme, but there's a lot of language about our support for cooperatives and communities and healthcare and things of that nature that's beyond just, what folks may think are the major concerns of farmers. And these, as members, I think what impresses me most about members of Farmers Union is that they take this job very, very seriously, and they look at all these issues from the perspective of what's best for the people, primarily with that average-sized farmer in mind. That's really, I think, where they focus, and beginning and new farmers in mind. They really have a sort of a longer-term futuristic view that's based on people. It's not so much based, some organizations, it seems like the issues are more focused on what's best for a bushel or a pound or a hundredweight or, of whatever the commodity is. It's much more commodity-focused, whereas our debate, I think, tends to be more people-focused. And that's That makes me feel good.